Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to our show that's for those of you that work so hard for your money, and you're now ready for your money to start working harder for you today. You want that freedom of cash flow, not 30 or 40 years from now, but you want it today so that you can have that life that you love with those you love. But it's so much more important than that, guys. It's not just about getting rich. It's about creating a rich life. Because as you're blessed financially, you have a greater capacity to fulfill and live your life's purpose and bless the lives of those around you. That is the true goal of financial freedom. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for sharing. And thank you for being part of this show, being a Rippler in your own life. Because Rippler does just that. They are looking to bless others' lives. So for those of you sharing this show with others and promoting it, I know there's so many more of you than I can even count. I appreciate it so much. So thank you for doing so. If you haven't done so already, I would invite you to do this. This is something that's new. Actually, it's not new. But if you are on Facebook at all, we actually have a Money Ripplers Facebook page. And so if you want to be invited as a part of that, please go ahead and look up Money Ripplers on Facebook. Just be a part of that community. I actually post a lot of different things from our different YouTube channels and whatnot, even my own personal thoughts that I put on there too. So definitely check that out today. Hey, how amazing would it be if you could create monthly cash flow, passive income from making at least double digit returns on your money? And get this, it's only $1,000 or more that you need to invest. Guys, that's exactly what Secured Investment Corp does. They actually do short-term lending to real estate investors that's backed by real estate that you can actually return double-digit returns on. That means 10% or better. It's also IRA friendly, and you can even reinvest those monthly distributions to create compound interest on your money too. If you want to learn more about that, go check out securedinvestmentcorp.com. That's secured, S-E-C-U-R-E-D, investmentcorp.com. All right. So I've noticed there's something going on in the marketplace today, right? There's something going on in the economy where supposedly we're like the best unemployment rate ever. Yet I hear more and more of you, especially if you're in the tech sector, getting laid off. And that's a thing that just sucks. And remember, like if you know my story, I've been in a horrible financial place. I've been in a point where I was starving. I was underemployed in a sense where I was sinking every single month. Really, in some cases, just as bad, if not worse off than some people when they become unemployed. And so I want to give you some advice specifically. And I know I even have friends and clients that are in this situation right now that you feel like this curve has got thrown at you is a little bit unfair. And the truth is it is. It's definitely not fair at all. Let's make the most of it. And so I want to find the silver lining in what you can do with this opportunity, because you may not have this opportunity back again to do this. Now, I want to talk about this specifically because here's a few things. In fact, let me just give you a few bonus tips. If you're in a situation right now where you're laid off, and by the way, if you're not even laid off yet, this is something you'll want to note, because if it ever happens to you, or even if you're changing jobs, this is very important to do. And by the way, statistics are 1/3 of people will change their jobs next year. So if you're going to be one of those 1/3 people, this also applies to you. Now, if you're ever switching jobs, or maybe there's some lull, or you're getting laid off or furloughed, wherever it might be, one of the best things you can do if you have debt, this is just a bonus tip. I wasn't planning on sharing this. I'm just going to share this now. With debt is look for ways to defer payments. If there's anything you can do to defer, often around Christmas time, you know how auto loans will say, hey, the banks will say about your auto loan, you can skip a month. Ask them, can I skip a month? Can I be able to do this to help put out the payments a little bit longer? If you have student loans, you can put them in deferment. Right now they are in deferment, but starting next month, they won't be. If you're in a situation where you're changing jobs or laid off, you might be able to work out a deal with them to either have zero payments or very low payments, allowing you to extend that situation. So look for ways to do that. Also, this is a great time when you've got the time to do it. Look at your personal monthly expenses. Look for ways maybe to create some side income, some side hustles. It could be through just contract work or labor. I had one client who actually in the tech industry was laid off, actually took contract work, and even though it was temporary, still helped bridge the gap while he was there. And that the pay was in some ways even better than when he was getting paid with another job, the previous job. So just remember, going from my own experience, sometimes these things happen for you rather than to you. We don't always see it at the time, but there's often a purpose behind it, right? There's things that can happen that really get you to look at other options that you never knew were available. I was actually just listening to one of the books by Alex Hormozi. He was talking about how his franchise business with the gyms were just completely just shutting down. Everybody's refunding money. He's getting left with the bills, had $150,000 credit card debt, and he was sinking fast. And him and his wife are calling people, trying to call up some of these people, try to sell them on their weight loss programs. He calls up a guy, a gym owner in Boise, Idaho. And the guy just says, man, I could really use some help. Don't want to shut down. I've got friends that I don't want to lay off. What can I do? And he said, can you help me out here? And Alex, no, I'm pretty much getting out of this business. I don't want to do anything with trying to, you know, build your business for you. Teach me how to do it. Teach me how to build my business. He's like, I don't know. He's like, please, come on, teach me what you did. Fine, $6,000 and I'll teach you. But I won't fly out there. He's fine, just teach me. Okay, $6,000. The guy's like, great, here's my credit card. Even though the guy was mostly getting maxed out on his credit cards, I'll do it. Whatever I have to do to learn your system that I know works, I'll do it. And it shocked Alex so much, he said, wait a minute, is this going to work? And he called up another gym owner, and pretty soon he's like offering $7,000, $8,000, $10,000 to work with these people to help teach them how to do the marketing he'd already mastered himself. And he actually went to his wife, said, honey, no, we're not doing the weight loss thing. I guess this is our new focus now. He was able to pivot because of the hardship he was going through. Sometimes this gets you to look at other options you never knew were available to you. So again, I know this is not the main financial strategy I was going to talk about here today, but just knowing that I've been in a place of struggle, just like with me when the last recession hit and I was broke, you never know what that's going to lead. They got me stopped teaching people about passive income for a bit and got me to actually show people how to get resourceful and find and free up cash. Just like I teach in my cash flow secrets course and even part of that Wealth Accelerator Academy, really how I was able to dig out of my own hole, pay off over $1 million of debt and be able to be financially independent again in less than 10 years, $1 million in debt. It's something that I know has helped a lot of people, literally, not just hundreds or even thousands of people like Hugh through Money Ripples. I know I let another company use my stuff and they've had thousands of people use that too. So I'm grateful that my pain became everybody else's gain, but I wouldn't have seen it had I not struggled and not said, I can't teach about passive income because I'd be a liar. I'm in the rat race myself. I can't tell people to get out of the rat race when I'm in it. So let me tell people how to do what I'm doing, which is finding money, saving money on taxes, paying off debt in a more creative way. How do I track my money and do things to be able to get lean and mean so I can dig my way out of this hole? And that's what I've helped many other people do as well. The same could be true for you. It might just mean that going to a better job. And in fact, I would hold on to that faith that the harder it might feel right now, probably the better the reward is going to be. That's one thing I've noticed in life is that the harder the obstacle, the better it gets. So I'm just going to tell you to hang in there. Everything's worth it. And there's always a reason. Even that reason is just to get you open up to other options that might be a completely different career or a business that you wouldn't have started had you not had this freedom. Now, that might be if you're changing jobs, that's one thing. But I'm talking to those of you, especially if you got laid off or furloughed or something happened where maybe you just don't have that job or that regular income anymore. Now, let's get to that strategy I was mentioning here. That was the original thing I came up with. But the truth is, I know there's a lot more things going on emotionally. And so that's why I want to make sure I address that and understand that I get it. I've been there. So the strategy is this. Here's the silver lining of when you get laid off and or you're even just changing jobs, which may not be a bad thing. You might be changing to a better job anyways. This might open up opportunities if you have a 401k through that work. Because the problem is when you work for an employer, that 401k is locked up. They only let you get to it unless you're one, either have to be struggling financially or two, you got to pretty much be borrowing from that loan and then they got to make you pay it back every single paycheck. That's a horrible way to access your own money. And that's what the problem with 401ks and IRAs is that you're the custodian, right? It's for your benefit, but the government is actually the owner of your 401k or IRA plan. And so you really don't own it. You don't have any control. That's why they can change the rules and the taxes whenever they feel like, when whatever suits them best, not necessarily what's in your best interest. So if you're changing jobs right now, or you just lost your job, the good news is now you can get to that money. Now, if you lost your job, you lost your employment, you can actually tell them, listen, I'm in financial hardship right now. And that's one of the ways you can access your 401k money without the 10% penalty. Yes, there will be taxes. That's true. But if you're going through a financial hardship, that's definitely one of the ways you can access those funds and use them right away. I actually did this when I launched a business. When I was in my financial advising business and I went full time, I had that 401k that now became free. I used that to help my family make it through. I used that money. I didn't go and roll over an IRA. I said, this is the money that's going to help me use the seed money. Now, I didn't have to pay any taxes because, I told them, even though I left the job, I told them, listen, I'm now jobless. I'm commission only with my business. I need this money. And so I was able to avoid the 10% penalty. But then also that money, because I used it in my business for business expenses, I was able to write off some of it. I didn't use all of it. I used some of it at home. But the parts that I was able to use for my practice, I was able to use. And remember, whenever you use money for business purposes, it's a write-off. So even though I'm paying taxes on money, I also get a write-off on that money and it cancels out the taxes. So that's one great opportunity you have. If you're trying to launch a business, your 401k could be the seed money to help launch that business and potentially access that money without any real tax, like net tax burden there. You could also just use that money to help you out, right? That could be money that could be used to allow you to live. Now, if you don't need it, hopefully you have emergency fund outside of the 401k. You never ever want to use a 401k as your emergency fund. You want to have minimum. By the way, if you're in the tech industry, especially 6 to 12 months of expenses, no less than 6 months of expenses that you need to have on hand, because it is hard. And the higher level you are, and this is even true if you're outside the tech industry, the higher level you have, like as a middle manager and things like that, those are the jobs, those are the things you need to protect against more. You need to have more liquid cash for those months. I'm actually seeing the statistics coming out right now because there are a lot of layoffs happening. Middle managers or those that are in higher income brackets are at the most threat of unemployment. In fact, wages haven't gone up if you're in the middle management or in the higher echelon. The only people that have really gotten raises and have pretty much job security are those usually making about $40,000 or $50,000 a year or less. Those in entry-level jobs, service type jobs, and things like that. So the higher up you are in the position, the more you need cash reserves. So if you have those reserves and you have a 401k and you're changing jobs and or being laid off, do not roll your 401k into the next employer. It's not worth it. It doesn't give you any advantage. Instead, look for ways maybe how we can use that money today beyond just being able to live. It can be a great safety net if you need additional funds, but you can also use that money. You can actually roll it over into what's called a self-directed IRA. See, when you roll money over to a self-directed IRA, now you get to self-direct. You get to decide where to invest that money. So when you hear me talking about things like different types of real estate investments, you can do lending, a lot of things that can earn you potentially double-digit returns. Guess what? You can actually roll your money over into a self-directed IRA, then from there, be able to use that to invest. So this could be one of your best opportunities. And this was great in 2020. 2020 was such a fun year because the government said, listen, because of hardships or whatever else is going on, we're going to let everybody access $100,000. You can pull it out. You only have to pay the taxes over the next 3 years if you don't reinvest it back in an IRA or 401k. So of course, my client said, I want that money, give it. And so they got it, right? And a lot of them were able to invest and do things. I know in one particular situation, I had one client where he was furloughed for 2 years. 2 years, he was essentially just waiting around to see if his employer would ever hire him back again. Again, there were a very hot COVID spot, so that's part of the problem. The great thing that allowed his money to be freed up to use however he wanted to use. And so he ended up buying some investment properties. He went and did some syndications where you pool your money with other investors to buy into certain things that would generate more cash flow to the point where it was able to, if you were on a tight budget, replace his expenses. It didn't cover everything for a comfortable life, but he was able to really keep going. He still had some cash reserves on the side. We made sure we stayed liquid and we had money paying a passive income, which worked together hand in hand, worked wonderfully for him. And so as a result, 2 years later, he got rehired. And now he's saying, Chris, this is great. Because now almost all the income I'm earning, I can just use to reinvest, can't I? I said, yes. Now you can really create some massive freedom. Now that he's gotten rehired again. Now he can get closer to that work optional within a year or two. So that's the benefit. And by the way, he had IRA and 401k money that was now available for him to use and do some things with. I had another experience, another client where he was working in Hollywood. Same kind of thing. The thing that helped him out when Hollywood shut down like it is now a little bit, even though it's trying to reopen and there's debates still going back and forth with the writer's strike, still job market is really uncertain there in that industry. he was able to weather that storm just fine, even though it like replaced about 75% of his expenses, right? He was 75% on his way to being financially independent. Still, you can imagine if you still have your cash reserves and now that money that you're able to use is, of course, being used to be able to create passive income, it creates more safety. So this is the beautiful thing. So if you're changing jobs or careers right now, or just changing companies, this is a great time for you because you're not under stress. You're not having that big gap. But if you're being laid off, the good news is, at least if you're going to get laid off, let's take full advantage of it. Let's make sure you can get that money liquid, right? Remember I talk about get lean, get liquid, and get out. Definitely if you're getting laid off, you're trying to get lean pretty quickly, but you also want to be liquid because you want to make sure you have enough cash to keep yourself going and keep paying the bills and doing everything else to take care of your family. But also the extra cash you can now have access to, you didn't before, now can get out to start working harder for you. So the next time you don't have to work so hard for it. So if there's ever another round of layoffs or another uncertainty because of the economy or whatever it might be, you're protected because you have passive income. And this is not just about you, is it? This is about protecting you and your family. This is about protecting your future because, man, I can't tell you how many times I've seen people where they get laid off or they lose a job. And then of course, all their savings gets depleted and they're like, Chris, I'm back to square zero. The best time, even for those of you that aren't laid off right now, or you're not changing jobs quite yet, the best time for you to prepare is right now. Now is the time to prepare. And just so you know, there are some major headwinds coming. Recession is not over, despite what everybody's saying. And that's how people get blindsided by recessions, because they say, oh, you know what? Yeah, we're fine. Everything's great. Everything is awesome. That's how it works. But it doesn't work that way. Things do shift and it's going to surprise you. I can guarantee you credit card balances and defaults are, although they're already going up, they're going to start happening more and more. The U.S. government is going to start wondering how they're going to avoid default. The great news is for the U.S. government is that Europe and other countries around the world, even China, are worse shape than the U.S. government is. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, actually. I said that's a good thing. It's good for America because at least people still want to invest in our dollar. Bad, though, because that could create a global crisis, another repeat, a different type of financial crisis, where, of course, now we got skyrocketing debt from consumers, skyrocketing debt from governments, and higher interest rates just killing people right now. And I mean that metaphorically speaking, hopefully not literally, right? But it's just wiping out a lot of money. This is your time now, right now, to prepare to be ready for that. Just like I said with that client where, again, Hollywood shut down, he was able to weather that storm because he had passive income. Your best time to prepare is today, not tomorrow, not next year, not in 5 or 10 years, not saying someday I'll get to this. It's right now. There is no better time than right now. The next best time is tomorrow. But don't put off tomorrow till someday, and then someday becomes never, because that is when you find out you've lost your chance for freedom. You've lost that ability to have that time and those resources to do. I'm telling you, right now is an amazing time to get your money to work harder for you right now. Markets are almost the highest it's been really since 2022. That's not going to stay there forever. We got real estate prices that are pretty good, darn good too, right? We've got lots of good things there. If you have rental properties, it might be the time to sell those properties and move them to something else. By the way, if you get laid off and you have rental properties, it might be a good time to sell those, especially if they're lower priced properties, like in the average to lower than average range. You actually could have more buyers coming in to buy those properties, sell them off, get the cash out to then maybe use somewhere else to make a better cash flow return than what you were getting before. Again, there's so many things you could be doing, but the best time to prepare is before you need to prepare. That's the best time. Banks want to lend money when you don't need it, right? That's how it works. The best time to prepare is when you don't need to prepare. When you can look at this from a level head, plan, make it work for you. If there's anything we can do to help you out, that's where we come in as well, where we actually work with you one-on-one, help connect you with people like I've invested with as well. People that I won't bring on this podcast because there's a limited amount of deals. And we want to take those deals for ourselves and for our clients and our community. That's the kind of thing that we can offer, plus offer you support to see what you can do to strategize right now. So if you've been laid off, it's a tough time. It may or may not be time to get us to help you now, or it might be the perfect time. But if you haven't been laid off, it might be the best time right now. So of course, if we can help you, you can reach out to us, moneyripples.com. Try that passive income calculator, fill it out. If that number is at least $15,000, then we need to be talking. We need to see what we can do to serve you right now. Guys, make it a wonderful, prosperous week. See you later. Thank you. Yes.
visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.